Okay, we thank everybody for being on today. And so what we're trying to, what we're looking at are two systems. Which system are you under? Babylon or Yahweh? So we try to understand of how we will deal with managing our system or managing our energy level. Basically, we've been conditioned or miseducated to understand what life is about, what keeps us alive, and how we are being programmed or conditioned to slowly destroy ourselves. And so we have put in the hands of others, of people we don't know, and people who enslave us, and people who do not care for us but would like to eradicate us from the earth, we have put in their hands our education system and what we will know and what we will not know. And so when we're talking about people who are miseducating us, we are talking about on another level. We know that we're being miseducated about our education. We know we're being miseducated about what's going on in the world. But now, one thing we don't think about is that we don't think about how we go from of what is life about. Are we here just to get a job and work for the man? If that's our condition, then we're nothing but a slave. Okay, are we here to build materialism, or as the capitalists have it, to take and rob from people and make yourself poor and make the other people poor and make you rich at the expense of others? Are we here to get material items, to just get car, house, you know, the American dream? Or are we here to be enlightened in every aspect, mind, body, and soul? And if we are here to be enlightened, we need to understand the laws of nature that are here. How did the laws of nature be set up, and what are they set up for? So when we talk about one of the basic things, what is the nine laws of health, or a new start, it starts off with K, which is knowledge. Knowledge of what? Knowledge of what keeps you alive, what's killing you. Because in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Knowledge of what? Because thou hast rejected knowledge. What knowledge have we rejected? I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. So he's not going to make us his spiritual leaders because of the knowledge that we have lost, but not that we have rejected. So we've been conditioned to reject the knowledge of the Most High. And so because we rejected it, he says, I will reject thee, and thou shalt be no priest unto me. Even though we have all these priests, we have all these churches, we have all these organizations, but because we don't have that, because we have that, we have forgotten his laws, which is the nine laws of health. So then he says, I will forget thy children. So it's not going to just affect us of our conditioning of miseducation. It's going to also affect our children. And we can see that today. We see what's going on in society. He says, clear as day in Malachi, last chapter, he says that I will send my prophet Elijah the prophet, lest I smite the earth with a curse. I will draw the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers, lest I smite the earth with a curse. So he's saying that his goal is to have males, that we should have malehood training. Males should be trained. The hearts of the children have to be turned to the fathers, and the fathers have to be established in truth and righteousness so that they can be able to train their children and grandchildren and so forth. And so he says that will not happen because he smites the earth with a curse, but he says that that's the key, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers. And so right here, he's making it clear, what have we forgotten? Okay? So my people are destroyed for this particular knowledge of what is food for, what is life for, what actually helps you in life. And the only thing that helps us in life is to eat. If you eat every day, which people are doing, are you eating the right things? Are you eating for, I guess what they say is, eating for, do you live to eat or eat to live? Are you eating foods that will increase your voltage? Or are you eating food for gluttony, for a taste? And we were never told, or we never believed, we've been miseducated in reference to what food is for. We've been miseducated in reference of how it grows. Why does it grow? What is its purpose? Everything on the planet has a purpose. We have a purpose to be enlightened, if we like it or not. Not to get as much materialism as we can. That's a Babylonian way, and, you know, that's what kills and robs and steals, and that's why we wind up in slavery. So that's not the way. So the way would be for us to be able to be enlightened on all areas. So this one area, which is dealing with food, because out of the nine laws of health, after K comes in, it's K-N-E-W. So K is for knowledge, N is for nutrition. That's where we get the food, the cellular food of energy by the foods that you intake. If you're eating alkaline food, then you're supplying voltage to your system. Just like you supply voltage to a battery as it's charging. When you exercise, and it has New Start, K-N-E, E is for exercise. And as you exercise, every muscle that you exercise, every time you do that, you're building up your battery, because that's sending electricity through your system. When you drink the water, you have the W's, the next one. As you deal with the water that you're drinking, you're drinking alkaline water. The water, when you go outside, the next one is New Start, that's sun. That's when the sun combines with your body, it converts it to, instead of H2O, you get H3O2. So you get an extra oxygen, and you get an extra hydrogen. And that's what's in the bloodstream. Bloodstream is not H2O, but they call it water. But it's another form of water. So why do you need this extra oxygen and this extra hydrogen that's added, that the sun gives to you? Well, you need that so now the body can throw off its cells. It can throw off an extra hydrogen, which is an electron, which gives you voltage, and the body needs oxygen. And so that's where temperance is the next one. Abstaining from T, abstaining from those things that are destroying you. But you have to be educated to know that. And then the next one is air. That's where we get our oxygen. So oxygen and voltage are proportional to each other. So the more you increase your oxygen, the more you're increasing your voltage. The more you're increasing your voltage, the more you're getting more supply of oxygen to the cells on a cellular level. Okay? So then once you have air, then you go to rest. So you need to recharge your body every day. So that's why you rest, and temperance and tea is what we just started here for trust in divine power of leading back to his knowledge, that the knowledge that he has given us in reference to why he created herbs, and we'll go back to that. That's where we're going back to nutrition, our cellular EMS, energy management solutions. We have to determine of how we will manage our bodies. I remember when you guys were born, we decided that we were going to give you guys vegetarian lifestyle. We wanted to make sure that you got your exercise. We wanted to make sure that you were educated right. We wanted to deal with all of those things for you. And so then when you get older and you go out on your own and you decide, well, I don't think I want to eat, you know, the acid food. I want to eat what the world teaches, which is blood and starch. And as you start eating that, each one of you have told me that you have seen a change in your body, in your metabolism, in your energy level. Yeah, that's basically what it is. And so it's slugging you down so you're not as exercising as much, so you're not creating those batteries. You're not charging those batteries. You're not eating the alkaline foods, eating the acid food. So the acid food's job is to take electrons from your body. That's what its job is. So it pulls it away from your body, the blood and the starch. As it pulls it away from your body, then your voltage drops, and then your oxygen level drops. So now what we call it is this ease. People are no longer at ease. When you exercise and you're doing all that, you're at ease. Your body is good. You feel good. And then when you get sick, that's what is called dis-ease. You're not no longer happy. And so as it says here in the same next paragraph under Hosea, it has to deal with the Food and Drug Administration, or if we want to say food and drugs are potions that are created by the system in Babylon. And so it's called pharmakia, sorcery. So when they combine these foods together, make TV dinners and make, you know, your chickens, and I'm hearing that, you know, they're shooting chickens up with all of these hormones, and they're feeding cows food that the cows don't eat so that they can be fatter and they can grow faster and all of those different things. So you have lots of different things that you have to take into consideration. Some people said that even the foods, the meats that they're selling at these places, these fast food places, are not, you know, real. Some people said they're not even real. So I really don't know. But this is what people have said. So there's all of this that we have to take in consideration as they develop the potions, as they develop this sorcery to practice on us. Now, the question is, since we know that they hate us, and in the book of Revelation, it talks about all of that. Matter of fact, in Revelation 18, verse 23, it says, "For by thy sorceries will the great men of the earth." For the merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. So if we have all these nations, everybody is deceived. No one is exempt from any of this, even though we would like to be. But it talks about, even in the book of Revelation, it talks about that Revelation 18, let me just pull that up. I think I can pull that up. Yes. If we have Revelation 18, we find ourselves in a position where it says that they no longer, yeah, let me just pull this up so I don't have to try to quote it. And it's the first one. Okay, Revelation 18, verse 1. Okay, it says, and after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become the habitations of devils. So that's what we're dealing with, devils, and the holds of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. So we know the system hates us. It's a hateful bird. They hate us. And they want us to be possessed like them, and so that's why they practice sorcery on us. And at the end of this same chapter, chapter 18, verse 23, we read of how they use the potions, their sorceries, to deceive us. And so we have to take back in control of where we live, how we live, and how we do it. So when y'all grew up, our goal was, okay, hey, we need to make sure that they eat the best foods, okay, so we want to be out where there's oxygen. So we moved not in as a city, what we call the concrete jungle. We wanted to move out into the suburbs. We wanted to be around where there's food. So we were there around the Amish and the Mennonites, and they were there as our friends, and we was able to learn about food. They gave us land to grow our food, to train us on how to, you know, grow our own food. So that's what people think is primitive, people think is not important, but once you give up your rights of your food, of what you're intaking every day, once you give that right up to a system, which is called the Standard American Diet, administered to us by the Food and Drug Administration, then you have, you're now, they're trying to have you possess, become the habitations of a devil. Their job is to make you be hateful. Their job is to imprison you. So all of these things are what we find ourselves at. And so our job now is to take control of our food intake, our air that we'll breathe in, the water that we intake. So everything is back to nature as he has laid it out. He says that the healing, that the leaves are for the healing of the nations. And so we don't need the drug industry, the medical profession. Now, the medical profession does have a specific job. They, if you're in an accident and you're cut and you're shot and so forth, yes, there's no herbs to clear that. You need surgery. You need to pull out the bullet. You need to, you know. But in reference to healing you, they don't do that well. The ancient teachings and the ancient documents that people were using, that is what works, not anything else. So we have to get in charge and start managing what energy level we want to be at. Do we want to be at an energy level that is low? And if it's alkyl acid, then we come down. If it's under 15 volts or 30 volts, if it's a minus 30 volts, then you have cancer. And your system, they would say, is carbonated, not oxygenated. So if you have an alkaline system for healing, your system has to become alkaline. Has to become alkaline, and it has to fill with oxygen. And the amount of oxygen is parallel to the amount of voltage that you have in your system. And so when you eat these foods from the starch and blood, it's robbing and stealing the electrons from your body so that it can push you closer and closer to less voltage and push you closer and closer to acid system until finally it's reversed from alkaline to acid. It's reversed from donating electrons to heal each cell that dies every day, or it is killing more of the cells and the cells that die normally, and then they can't regenerate new cells. So that's why the first thing you have is pain when you're in this disease. If you get cancer, you're in pain. If you in arthritis, you have pain. If you have diabetes, you're in pain. If you have gout, you're in pain. So all of these things is the first level of letting you know that your body is moving or has moved to an acid state. Mm-hmm. And all it's doing is pulling the acid together and dumping it in different parts of your body. So the acid is in your foot, it's called gout. If the acid is in your knees, it's called arthritis. And if it's in your back, it's called something else. So it's all of these places where you the mucus and the poisons have to be removed and dispensed from the body, from being an acid system to an alkaline, or one that is low in voltage, voltage donors, which they are nothing but voltage stealers, to voltage donors. And so when we talk about managing it, you have to decide, hey, how much exercise am I going to get every day? What type of foods am I going to eat every day? What type of water? Where am I going to be breathing? Where am I going to be living? Am I going to be breathing in all this carbon dioxide through the transportation system in the big cities or what? So that's what the cellular energy management solution is, or cellular EMS. So we just use that as short EMS, energy management solution. So any question on any of that, of the two systems that exist and their education or conditioning of the people?
No, no questions.
I have a question.
I mean, what do y'all think about it? Is that sort of clear? Is that sort of obvious? Where does all of this leave us?
Well, I think it makes sense, and I like your comparison in the reading whenever you were talking about the different ethnicities and how they different things, and how it seems that, I mean, we're eating crazy stuff, and that's why we're getting where we are. It's funny because I had a conversation 2 days ago with somebody about how they had like a cousin who was living in like an island or whatever, and they were a pretty good sized, pretty healthy person, you know, eating and cooking the same stuff. They moved to America within a year. She's like very overweight now, and she's cooking the same kinds of things. She's just, obviously the food here is not, you know, nearly as fresh. It has all these chemicals, you know what I mean, and where she was, they didn't have all that. So I thought it was very interesting. Even if you're trying to eat healthy, at the end of the day, it's kind of like, I mean, up here, it's much more difficult to do unless you're growing your own stuff, because they put food coloring on apples to make them look pretty, you know what I mean, just stuff like that. So I thought it was very, very interesting to think about the comparisons that you're kind of screwed up here.
What do the rest of you think?
It all appears to be a experiment, you know, with all the stuff going on. So,
an experiment. Yep, yeah. That's why it's called the practice.
Yeah, because, like you said, injecting cows and all these things to make them grow faster, mature faster, get bigger. I mean, now people with turkey, Thanksgiving, they have these huge turkeys. You're like, where do they get this turkey from? How do they get this big? You know, a lot of questions come up with those kind of things. And then you got our kids, you know, 12-year-olds, 6'5", 200 pounds, you know. Also affecting the way we grow.
That's true. I have a question. So there's this new thing that's going on, you know, like this apple cider vinegar mixed with water, different kind of stuff like that. People are drinking, so they're losing a lot of weight. That's acidic, though, is it not? And if so, what effects did that, would that have on the body? Is it a benefit, or is it just a scam, do you think, in terms of being that you want your body alkaline or, and it's an acidic product that you're putting in your body?
Oh, Dad's no longer here with us. 1 minute. What happened? All right, 1 minute.
Okay.